Once again, welcome to Activating and Integrating our Organic 3D and 5D World Within Us. And we are here together to play in a big way today. So, some of the questions we asked at the time when we promoted or let you know about this upcoming workshop, one of the questions are you here now because you're ready to take things to the next level in your world? Or are you just, again, you know, I just want more information. I just want to, look at what's going on, just keep up to date or something of that nature, just to appease my mind. Or are you really ready? This is the thing. Because if you are ready to take it to the next level, then be fully engaged with today. And really be active in using the tools that we provided over and over again as we go along. And I will remind you along the workshop today. But at the same time, this is the thing. So that was one thing. Are you here because you're ready to take it to the next level? Or are you because you are, in one way or another, upset with your current state? And the thing is, if we're upset, we're judging it, or we're feeling uncomfortable of our current state, it ends up being locked in. So in this point, you are going to make the commitment to yourself. I am ready to go to the next level. Say it from your heart. Say it from the very beingness of yourself. And, you know, you could say it out loud or you can say it in your mind. But when you say it in your mind, say it in a very powerful way, because that opens you up. You're giving information, notification. That's a better word, notification to your mind, to your soul, to your human entity, and to your body. We're ready for the next level. And the thing is, too, for you, so let's do that right now before we move on. Just really feel it. I am ready. And I'm ready and I'm excited. Okay. And you will repeat this time to time. So, congratulations. Thank you for being or stepping into a leadership role. And the leadership role is about redesigning the human experience and our world. Remember what I just said. Redesigning the human experience. So what it is, we have adopted this idea that what we've been living up to this point in time has been the human experience. And so many people say, well, this is human nature. This is the way humans work and so forth. There's some truth to that in the sense, yes, that's how we've been playing. Yes, that's how we've been experiencing life. Yes, we've been doing a lot of different things that we have labeled this idea, this is what we call the human experience. But, and that was great to adopt it. But now we're coming to the realization more than ever that this human experience was not our natural design. So now we are redesigning it. But we're not only redesigning it, we're taking in the information and encodement of what the human experience represented for us from the original design with the upgraded version. Because we have to look at it, we're merging all of our experiences that we've had from life to life. And even when we have not been in this form, you've been on other forms and other playgrounds and other planets, you name it. We're bringing it all in. So we basically, at this point, you're taking the leadership by taking action in your life and in your reality to redesign the human experience. Because what you're doing is reprogramming and programming yourself to this natural state, this true human experience. And all that represented before the old human experience is being purged, because that's what you're doing. You're purging it. And that starts to reflect in our reality, our interactions, engagements, and it will affect the world, how our whole big screen of the playground looks like. And that's all part and parcel of what we are here to do. We've come here to do that. So, the next part of the commitment we're going to make. Now, when we make this a commitment, we're not going to do it by dread. We're doing it because we are, like I said earlier, we're excited. We're ready to step it up. We're already in a different playground. We're already being extremely supported in our organic 3D and 5D. We're let go of the inverted 3D and 2D playground. That is no longer being supported, even though we have the capacity through our mind and through our operating system, our old operating system, to be able to replicate it and still play it and seeming that nothing's changing. So the point is not having dissatisfaction or judgment or any label attached to it. You're making a commitment because you're ready. And it, again, it's coming from the heart. So one of the questions that came up, are you ready to embody the experience and redesign your reality? So you're totally embodying it. It's like, yes, and feel it. Have it come into you because all of it is being presented. And most of what we're going to be doing today will reinforce it. We'll give you whatever tools you require. We're going to do things together to really bring it up to that level where you are really embodying this experience and redesigning your reality. So let's do that right now. Am I ready? And if so, I am ready to embody the experience and redesign my reality. Because you're designing your reality, your playground. And that expands further. So it's how you play the game. The next one, you will do also another commitment. The question you ask yourself, am I ready to go into my natural human expression and to be completely aligned with my organic and organic 3D and 5D world? So if you are, say, I am completely ready to experience my natural state, my true state, my purest form of state that I am. Make that commitment to yourself. Again, say it out loud or say it to yourself, but with conviction. It's a commitment. You know, when you make a commitment, you say, yes, I'm doing this. But you're doing it from a power state. So your next one. The question again. Are you ready to live your authentic self in alignment with your soul's purpose? What does that authentic self mean? That is you being yourself. Now, you're going to go through a transition because you are purging older aspects of yourself, okay? And that's expected because we have adopted ideas of what this self represented. But you're going to be purging that. You're doing that right now, and you've started, in most cases, quite some time ago. So now you say, okay, I choose to be my authentic self in alignment with my soul's purpose. And that authentic self means you're authentic in every way, where you're not out of integrity to yourself. You're basically, wherever you are being yourself. You're not adopting facades. You're not adopting perspectives and ideas of how to experience life because you're in a different environment with different playmates. Okay? So, in essence, you're not going down that path. You are basically being authentic wherever you are. So, if you're with your family, you're authentic. With yourself, you're authentic. You're at work, you're authentic. With your friends, you're authentic. In the world, to play in the playground, you're authentic. But your authentic part is always upgrading and tuning because you're still purging the old aspects of yourself. When I'm talking about the soul's purpose, now you're looking at and saying, okay, I'm open to get guidance from my soul, to be guided on the direction. The soul is not going to give you 100% every single detail of what to do because the soul wants to work with your mind, your body, your human entity, because this is a unit. This is all of it. It's not separate. Okay? A lot of times say, okay, I'm going to be just the soul, right? If you want to just be the soul, you don't need the form. You don't need to be on this playground. You're in this playground because it is serving you. Okay? And this playground supports you. So the mind is a powerful tool. The body is a powerful tool. Your human entity has an immense amount of experience in human nature and so forth of experiencing. And your soul has the wisdom that comes from not only level of sourceness, but as creator, but also from all of the different playgrounds it's been on in different forms that it's been on. But you are here for a very specific purpose. And that purpose, of course, changes, upgrades, and adjusts accordingly. But at this point in time, say, okay, I'm going to live my authentic self and with my soul's purpose. And please, with the soul's purpose, don't get in your mind that, okay, I need to be doing this or that. No, you're making the commitment for that, and then everybody will differ in what your soul's purpose. Some of us is just holding energy. Some of us is doing other things in our lives. So it's really, what is your soul's purpose? So let's make that commitment to yourself. I choose to be authentic in all aspects of my life in alignment with my soul's purpose. Say that with conviction, coming from the heart. Okay, so here we are. You've made the commitments to yourself. It opens up the channels. So everything that you're going to experience today, everything that you're going to learn and utilize today will reinforce those commitments you made to yourself, okay? Because you are the driver here, okay? And the driver's not separated. The driver's now alignment, mind, body, human entity, soul, alignment. Okay? And you could easily say to yourself right now, I activate my, let's call it that, my soul's home frequency. That frequency will be the representation of the frequency that your soul carries from all its experiences. And it is the frequency that it carried into this planet, because each one of us brings in a specific frequency. It doesn't matter what you're playing. You're still emitting that frequency. But a lot of times we cover it up and we're not experiencing it fully. So at this point in time, you're just basically making not the commitment, but you're activating. So I activate my home soul frequency. That's all you need to do. And then you are now in alignment with that. And we'll do some other processes to kind of reinforce that.